This is Fresh Air. The new crime series, Long Bright River, stars Amanda Seyfried as a police officer whose search for a killer plunges her back into her family's past in a troubled Philadelphia neighborhood. It's based on the best-selling novel by Liz Moore. Our critic at large, John Power, says that the show is after something much more than solving a crime.
Every crime story takes place somewhere, but those somewheres can be very different in kind. There are the artificial somewheres of Agatha Christie's country houses and the mean streets of noir. There are the touristic somewheres of murder mysteries that serve up Paris or Tuscany as envy-inducing backdrops. And then there are the somewheres that are so gritty and confining, they become a major character in the story. The Baltimore of The Wire, say, or Dennis Lehane's Boston. The new Peacock streaming series Long Bright River belongs to this last group. Based on the acclaimed novel by Liz Moore, who co-wrote the series with Nikki Toscano, this 8-part story is set in Kensington, a struggling, opioid-ravaged, blue-collar Philadelphia neighborhood that leaves its mark on everyone who lives there. Propelled by its heroine's search for a killer, Long Bright River isn't just a mystery, but a heartfelt story about wounded communities, wounded families, and the wounded individuals who try to make things better. Amanda Seyfried stars as Mickey Fitzpatrick, a Kensington-born cop who patrols her old hood while trying to raise her brainy 7-year-old son, Thomas, as a single mom. Although Mickey doesn't love her job, she once dreamed of being a classical musician, she jumps into action when somebody starts murdering young, drug-addicted women who are working the avenue, as they call it. Not only did she grow up alongside some of these sex workers, her own estranged sister, Casey, played by Ashley Cummings, is one of their cohort. And Mickey can't find her. As she starts investigating the case, not always wisely, Mickey soon discovers that to get anywhere, she's going to need to face up to her past. She starts by seeking help from her former police partner, Truman. That's British actor Nicholas Pinnock, a real mensch whose friendship she has betrayed. But that's not all. Mickey has her own dark secrets, and the quest for the magenta-haired Casey forces her to expose them. In a series of flashbacks, we learn the painful family history that led the sisters to be raised by their grandfather, a gruff but essentially decent man, played by that great hard-ass actor John Domit. And we see what drove them apart. Here, Truman asks Mickey about Casey's disappearance and gets a hint of potential danger.
How long has she been gone this time?
Like 6 weeks. Feels like just yesterday she was standing in the supper line at St. Francis Inn.
And these victims, any connection to Casey?
Other than the fact that they all work the avenue.
Casey's been missing 6 weeks. And most of these girls' bodies showed up days after they disappeared, right?
So?
So maybe it's unrelated. Casey's gone missing before.
I know, but in Alonzo's video, Casey was picked up by a John in a red pickup truck. I saw a red pickup truck outside of my house, and I think I saw a red pickup truck in Kensington, too.
You think he's been following you?
I don't know. My landlord said that a guy got out of the truck and was asking about me, and she tried to describe him. I have no idea who it is.
If you watch a lot of police shows, you'll know that Long Bright River belongs to the operatic subgenre that includes Mayor of Easttown and, perhaps the mother of such shows, the British series Happy Valley, all of which focus on women cops whose family crises are woven deeply and inextricably into the mysteries they're solving. Reacher, they're not. If Long Bright River is less enjoyable than those earlier series, that's because it's less good at infusing its grown-up themes with a sense of pop melodrama. It can feel a tad depressive. While Seyfried is an actress I've long admired, she doesn't automatically strike one as a cop. And in fact, her best scenes are the intimate ones with Casey, Truman, and her grandfather. She's great at conveying Mickey's struggle to do the right thing in a neighborhood that has learned to treat the police as an enemy, that harasses them, but doesn't protect them. Painfully self-contained, she lives a life of anxious responsibility, forever trying to safeguard her sister and her son. You can understand her fears. They live in an area of Philly whose decline embodies a profound social collapse. Incomes low, jobs vanished, schools lousy, opioids replacing hope. Kensington is a place of ragtag shops, worn-out housing, terrifying street life, and unhappy faces. Hopelessness passes itself from generation to generation, with some like Casey being sucked into the whirlpool of addiction and despair, while others like Mickey struggle to keep those they love from joining what a priest calls a long, bright river of departed souls. Of course, Long Bright River is a mystery, not a sociology lesson. And I'm happy to assure you that, by the end, we discover the killer's identity and see justice done. Or a certain kind of justice, anyway.
John Powers reviewed the new series Long Bright River. It's now streaming on Peacock. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, The Promise and Peril of Artificial Intelligence. Investigative reporter Gary Rivlin's new book tells the inside story of how AI was developed and how big tech firms are racing to build powerful systems with enormous potential for harm and profit. His book is AI Valley. I hope you can join us. Keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews. Follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.